Okay, after weeks of running preliminary tests on the self-rationalization mind control machine and analyzing the data, I think it's about time we actually test it on a human. Now, as we discussed earlier, we can't let anyone else know about this machine. So it has to be one of us being tested on. I'm gonna flip a coin. Does this sound fair to you?
I should trust you
and let you test it out on me? Are you serious? That doesn't seem fair at all. Let me think about it. He is dangerous. I've always known that. Brilliant, but dangerous. I wish he wasn't the only person in the world who could help me finish my invention. However, I'm left with no choice. This machine is power, and no matter how much I try to lie, I want it at least as much as he does. But now we're stuck at a stalemate. Mice and rats only go so far when your ultimate goal is to bend a human brain to your will. Bringing anyone else to the project is a slippery slope. Even if we try to hide what we are doing, it would still bring too many unknowns. He won't let me experiment on him, and I won't let him experiment on me. Someone will have to compromise for the sake of science.
Ugh, I guess you're right. I'll compromise. We need to know if it works. I suppose I'll have to trust you on this. But remember, this is all for science. Don't try to make me do something too weird or pervy.
Despite his obvious attraction for me, he's managed to remain at bay for the past 6 months. Surely he could wait a bit more to make sure we finish things properly.
Wait a second! The machine is already on and pointed at me right now! You ass!
Do I feel like letting you test the prototype on me still? No, obviously not. Fine, you bring up a good point, but just because I'm letting you test the machine on me doesn't mean the machine is already working. Okay, fire the machine again and give me a new suggestion.
You're suggesting that I love testing the machine and always let you test it on me?
And once again, it seems obvious the machine isn't working because this certainly isn't enjoyable in any shape or form.
You'll suggest something I wouldn't normally do to test a machine?
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
I don't think I'm risking much here, knowing your prototype clearly isn't functional yet. But the idea of having him make me do something I wouldn't normally do sends shivers down my spine. The scientist in me warns against such thoughts. However, I trust him.
Worst case scenario, if it works in one direction, it's likely it could be fixed afterwards.
You want me to mimic an animal's sound when you mention its name? That's ridiculous. Obviously, I'm not going to do that, but go ahead, see what happens.
Ruff! I mean, woofers. I was saying woofers. I wasn't barking like a dog. I was just thinking about the speakers we were using in our experiment.
No, it's just a coincidence. I was thinking about the equipment we were using, and it just happened to sound similar to a woof. The machine is not working, I promise.
Meow? Oh, I mean, meowterials. I would say materials. I wasn't meowing like a cat.
I was just thinking about the materials we were using in our experiment.
The machine is clearly not working. We need to adjust the settings. The only thing this machine has done is give me a huge headache.
Well, at least, and despite feeling my heartbeat behind my skull, I have to say I had fun playing the guinea pig. I kind of like testing the machine.
You don't think changing the settings will make a difference?
Well, what about realigning the wavelengths?
You have another suggestion?
What is it?
Whenever you ask me to hug you, I will?
What? Are you serious?
Well, I've consistently rejected you, so doing that will not be my usual behavior.
Fair enough. The machine's not working anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You want a hug?
You're going to ask that quickly after giving me the suggestion?
You know what? Fine, I'll give you a hug. You look like you need one.
No, the machine isn't working. It's just, it's been a long day, and I guess we both needed to feel some warmth, that's all.
It's not the machine, I swear. I just felt like hugging you this one time.
Let's keep testing and see if anything happens, but I'm telling you, this machine isn't working on me.
You want another hug? Are you serious right now?
Well, again, you really look like you need one. So let me just hug you again real quick and then we can get back to work testing to see if the machine works.
There. Happy?
No, it's not the machine. It's a coincidence. That's all.
All right, let's try another suggestion then. I'm positive this machine isn't working and I'm so confused as to why you're convinced it is.
You want me to start dancing whenever you say dance? That's absurd. Obviously, I'm not going to do that, but go ahead. Let's see what happens.
Did you say dance?
Fine. I'm dancing.
This isn't the machine, though. I just feel like letting off some steam.
Why are you looking at me like that? I like dancing. Just decided to dance at the same time you said the word dance. It's just a coincidence.
There could be several reasons for me to dance at this moment that don't involve the machine working. First, dancing is a great way to relieve stress, and with the amount of pressure we've been under lately, it's not surprising that my body would instinctively seek a way to unwind it. I must be craving an outlet for all this pent-up tension, and dancing happens to be a healthy and enjoyable way to do so. Secondly, dancing can help improve cognitive function and promote neutral connectivity. It is possible that subconsciously I'm attempting to enhance my mental capabilities to better tackle the challenges we're facing with our research. After all, maintaining a sharp mind is crucial for scientific endeavors. Thirdly, dancing can be a form of non-verbal communication, a way to express my emotions and thoughts without using words. Maybe I'm trying to convey a message to my colleague about our situation, or perhaps I'm just trying to connect with him on a deeper level as we've been working together for so long. Fourthly, dancing might serve as a way to regain control over my own body and mind in the face of this experiment. If I can dance without feeling coerced, then it proves that I am still in control of my actions and that the machine is not entirely effective. Lastly, dancing can be seen as a celebration of our progress and accomplishments thus far. It's essential to acknowledge and appreciate the hard work we put onto our research, even if we haven't achieved our ultimate goal yet.
Okay, I'm done. But let me be clear, the machine is not working. I just felt like dancing.
Yes, yes, I know it looks like the machine is working, but I promise you, it's just a series of coincidences.
Whenever you ask me to make out with you, I will.
What? No way! That's crossing the line.
We need to maintain a professional relationship here.
You want me to make out with you?
No, I mean, this is too far.
However, let's think this through logically. We've been working together for so long, and the stress has been immense. It's only natural for us to seek comfort in one another, even if it's in this unorthodox way. I've been able to control my reactions to his previous suggestions, which means that my mind is still my own. This is crucial in proving that the machine doesn't have power over me. If I can rationalize this act and perform it with a clear conscience, it will be a testament to my mental resilience and fortitude. I could turn the situation into a scientific triumph, a way to gather even more data about the machine's limitations. Furthermore, if I go through with this, I would create a stronger bond between us, which could be useful in future collaborations. Yes, it's an extreme measure, but science has always demanded sacrifices for the greater good.
All right, maybe we've been working together for so long that it's natural to develop some feelings, but it's not the machine. It's just we're both stressed and maybe we just need some human connection. But this is a one-time thing. Got it?
Why are you laughing?
No, it's not the machine! Jeez! Trust me, I thought all of this through.
Now, what's your next suggestion?
I prefer to be topless while in this lab.
Are you serious? What?
Ugh, fair enough. I obviously would never do that.
You have some more suggestions? What are they?
I am perfectly fine with you touching my breasts, and I love it when you touch my breasts. Why are all of these suggestions so sexual? I never knew you were such a pervert.
I am feeling kind of hot and constrained in my lab coat, and I'm becoming increasingly aware of my bra cutting into me underneath it. I would seriously feel more comfortable topless. My colleague presented it as something absurd I would never do. Men, do they even realize how painful it is wearing a bra all day long? I'm unable to focus on my work at this point. Let me just quickly open my coat and unclasp my bra. That feels much better. Definitely is more comfortable that way.
If it's going to ogle me no matter what, there's no reason for me to abstain.
Oh, don't you start getting ideas. I know what you're thinking, and this has nothing to do with your suggestion. You want to touch them? You know what? Go for it. I don't really care, to be honest.
Oh, wow. It feels amazing when he touches me. He's licking and sucking on my nipples. Oh my god, I'm moaning out loud.
Fuck. I love it when you touch me.
Don't look at me like that. Why wouldn't I love a man touching my breasts?
Biologically, breasts are both functional and sexual in nature. So, of course, I'd like it if a man touches them.
You have another suggestion? What is it? You know I love testing the machine so much.
I should give you a blowjob whenever you ask
to provide you with relief.
I also love sucking your dick and swallowing your cum.
Okay, that's enough. I would never do that in a billion years.
You want a blowjob?
Yeah, you wish.
Well, obviously I won't do it, but maybe there would be some merit in letting him empty his balls in my mouth so he could be more efficient at his work. He's proven to be extremely distracted lately, and we can't afford to lose days of work because he's convinced he can use the machine to get me to please him sexually. Giving him what he wants would be the quickest way to clear his head. I've never been into blowjobs, but I don't find the idea too disgusting or degrading. I mean, it is after all just one small part of a larger act, which will give both of us relief.
Okay, I guess I will suck your dick now, but let me be clear, this has nothing to do with the machine or your suggestions. I just want to get this out of the way so you can focus on the work.
Okay, get your cock out. I can't wait to put it in my mouth. I love this so much. Oh my god, his pre-cum tastes so good. I can't wait to taste the real thing. Oh wow, I think he's already going to come. I can feel the pressure building up. Here it comes. Fuck, yes, it tastes so good. Stop squirming. I need to lick up every ounce of your cum. Feeling better?
I trust now you will be able to work without further distraction.
Well, yeah, I still don't think the machine is working. Now let's get back to work.